Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. The Reverend Daniel McMiller is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The appointed reading is from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. Your fellow redeemed, in the most action-packed words ever written, Moses described God calling into existence out of nothing the earth and all the heavens. Much yet had to be put in order. Much is indescribable. We have little to no details on what the heavens and the earth were like on that first day. But we are told that besides the heavens and the earth, there was darkness before the fall, of course. It says darkness was on the face of the deep. There was water. The Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the water. And then God created light. Though mysteriously, it was not at first separated from the darkness, and the heavenly luminaries were not to be created until day four, yet the light did indeed still exist as it will in heaven, with no luminaries other than Jesus himself, who is the light of the world and the light of man. All the heavens, the earth, darkness, light, day and night, God the Father speaking, the Word, which is God the Son, through whom all things were created, and finally also God the Holy Spirit moving over the face of the water, water that had not yet been put into its final form. How can we possibly comprehend it? Many throughout the ages have said that it is unreasonable for the earth to be created 6, 7, or 10,000 years ago, because that would mean that God had nothing to do before that time, as though God would have been less bored throughout eternity had he taken 200 billion years to bring the earth into existence. Solomon says at the dedication of the temple, "The heavens, even the highest heaven, cannot contain you." Moses says in Psalm 90, "From everlasting to everlasting you are God, for 1,000 years in your sight, but are as yesterday, even as only a watch in the night." With God, there is no east, west, north, south, before or after. What God had done or was like prior to our existence is simply beyond our comprehension. 1,700 years ago, Greek philosophers marked the church for its confession that God was and is eternal, and the earth limited in time, then only a few thousand years old. Luther writes, though others attribute it to someone else, that when St. Augustine was mocked regarding what an eternal God could possibly have been doing before creating the world, St. Augustine replied, "He was busy creating hell for those who ask such blasphemous questions." When contemplating the mystery that God created all things out of nothing in 7 days, it is enough for us to contemplate or consider that he did so because he loves us. Infinite is God's domain. Everlasting is his reign, we sing. He is and always was and ever will be true God, our Creator, worthy of all honor and glory. Likewise, He has been and is from all eternity, perfect grace, mercy, and love. When we think we have too little or are too little, too weak or simply insufficient, when we fear that our lives or even we, the church, the visible church, are not good enough or orderly enough to please God or possibly be used by God for His good, He reminds us in Genesis that He delights not only in creating out of nothing, but doing all things out of nothing. Paul writes to the Corinthians, God chose the things which are not to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence. And Jesus says in John chapter 3, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Luther wrote, God created the whole earth and universe out of nothing. We too must become nothing so that God can make something out of us. In the beginning, God created. On this first day, in the beginning, God also created time. In fact, Luther calls time one of God's creatures. Perhaps today, more than ever, with advances in technology, communication, information, and expectation, time seems to have a hold on us with each passing year, with each additional infirmity or frightening medical diagnosis, with the death of loved ones, or even co-workers. We become increasingly conscious of the fleeting passage of time. Time becomes our master, and we seemingly become its slave. But Genesis 1 declares to us that nothing could be further from the truth. The creature, time, like everything else in God's creation, was created for our good. Man is the crown of God's creation, not time. And though since the fall, we indeed do fail, and time often raises its ugly head to frighten us or accuse us, we can say to time, yes, I am a sinner, but I am redeemed by Jesus Christ, and you, fleeting time, are mine. God has created you for my good. More than that, through faith in Christ Jesus, eternity has been given to me. It too was purchased by the blood of Christ for me and for all who believe on Him. God holds in the palm of His hand the sun, the moon, all the earth, the stars and the heavens, and the great complexity of creatures that surround us. He also holds your fleeting time and every possible concern you might have in His nail-pierced hands. This He does not only because He created you, but because He recreated you through the redemption that is yours in Christ Jesus. Psalm 33 says, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of His mouth, all their host. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the earth stand in awe of Him, for He spoke and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. Dear friends in Christ, God continues to cleave the darkness of our lives with His word, with the breath of His mouth, saying to us today, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of Jesus, and holding firm for us the sure promise of life everlasting. And it is so. And it is good, very good. And so we also say with the words of Psalm 33, our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Our heart is glad in Him because we trust in His holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us even as we hope in you. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.